Tetzav Rashi for the morning. The parsha opens up. Sefer Bamidbar opens up. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai ba'ol Moed ve'echad l'chodesh ha'sheni b'shana ha'shenit l'tzeitam yaretz Mitzrayim le'mor. So on the first day of Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Iyar in the second year. So this is basically a month after the inauguration of the Mishkan, which was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Hashem ordered Moshe to once again count the people. Rashi comments, mitoch chibatan lefanav moneh otam kol sha'ah. Because of his love for Bnei Yisrael, Hashem orders the counting of Bnei Yisrael every once in a while. She'etu mi-Mitzrayim min'an, u'kshnaflu be'egel min'an, le'da min'an anotarim. When they left Mitzrayim right away, they were counted. When the Chet Ha'egel happened, in order to see how many, or to show how many people were left over, Hashem ordered the counting again. And then, kishabala ashot shchinato le'a min'am, be'achad b'nisam hukam mishkan, u'b'achad b'yar min'am. Once the Mishkan was erected, Hashem ordered the counting of the people. Now this order, the counting here, occurs later on. It occurs here in Parashat Bamidbar on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but not on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Some of the Farshim address, why didn't you order the counting before the Mishkan? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a very nice comment. He points out that over here, for the first time, Bnei Yisrael are counted according to their families, according to the Shvatim. Before this, they were only counted as a whole. And he explains that the reason that this was, is that before the Mishkan was put up, was inaugurated, there was no central point around which Bnei Yisrael could rally. And so if they would be counted in tribes, so then they would basically be separated. Every single tribe would be off on its own. They would consider each themselves as an entity in and of itself. But once the Mishkan was inaugurated and they were arrayed around the Mishkan in Degelim, they knew that there was some central point, some central purpose that they could rally around and be a part of, and that would keep them together. And then at that point, it was healthy and okay to count them as separate tribes. Yom Tov.